Absolutely. I agree. You can ask him what his name is.
We're taking up the next issue that's connected to the sugya. In the situation where one person interrupted his meal. It's an interesting kind of a situation. Where one person interrupted his meal to join the Zimun of the two, who apparently have the power, according to some, to determine that this is the time to fulfill Birkas HaMazon, or according to Rashi, it's a matter of Derech Eretz. So let's pick it up from there. What happens afterward? The person wants to continue his meal. It's not that no one is saying that he has to stop his meal, and at this point in time he has to actually bench. If that were the case, then there'd be nothing to talk about. So the Meiri, page 88 in our booklets, page 166 in the pages of the Meiri, says, "V'zeh ha'shlishi shehifsik lahem l'zimun," and this third, who interrupted for zimun, "chozer v'ochel achar she'eshlimu hazimun." That's another interesting point. He's saying two things, that he can return to his meal, but at what point does he return to his meal? Well, that makes sense. After they completed the zimun. Not necessarily after they completed the Birkas HaMazon. After they completed the zimun. Aladerach she'esbar lamata. As will be explained later on, because this takes up the question, at what point is zimun complete? So, as we'll see later on, that itself is a machlokas. So all he's saying over here is that he's not interested in the specifics. The principle, the general principle is when they've concluded the zimun. Even though they didn't complete the Birkas HaMazon. He doesn't have to wait until they complete the Birkas HaMazon. And when he goes back to his meal, he doesn't have to wash below the Varech HaMotzi, nor to say HaMotzi. That is to say that this is not considered to be a hefsek, and it's continuation of the meal without any brachos. V'yesh omrim, others say, and the footnote mentions that this is a reference to Rav Haigon and the Raivad, who are cited by the Rashba and the Rosh. Others say, she'im ono imohem, that if he answered with them, tzarech lachzor ulevarech hamotzi, alma sherotz alechol. That's interesting. Why does he say, if he answered with them? The point, however, is based on the idea that all the Rishonim, except those who want to learn according to Rashi, is that the Zeman can take place even without his participation. So that's why he's saying, if he participated. My question was based upon the assumption that of course he has to participate. Well, in a certain sense, he may have to participate. And it's difficult to understand why the Meiri above says, V'yone imohem im yirtzeh. That's a strange expression. I would think he's obligated to answer with them because of his chiyuv zimun, which will remain, apparently will remain unfulfilled if he doesn't. So, of course, if he's chayev, if he's obligated to stop, because they have the power to determine that now is the time for Zimun, so it would seem that he's obligated because of his own chiyuv Zimun. So that's a little bit difficult as to why the Meiri expressed it that way. But, nevertheless, as we've learned, the zimun will take place whether he answers or not. Therefore, when we speak about his going back to the meal, so you will differentiate between a case where he merely paused or a case where he answered. Offhand, I don't think it's shaykh to say that he's yotzei his zimun if he doesn't say anything. And I don't think it's shaykh to have shemei ka'ona, where the whole idea is ki shem ha'shem ekra havu godel. He's supposed to respond. So I don't think that's what we're talking about. Now, he's saying that the Yesh Omrim, Shem Ona, we'll just take it from that point. A situation where he answered. Then, Tzarech Lachzor Levarech, Hamotze, Amasha Rotz Alecho. Then he has to make a new bracha of Hamotze. Shazimun Hefsek, because Zimun is a Hefsek. Sharei Mechal Ubruchi Bahadi Adadi Lo Efsha. Because one can't eat and make the bracha at the same time. So that constitutes a Hefsek. V'yeish Matzrichen Zeh Af Below Ona. And there are those who require a new bracha, even if he didn't respond. So that's already a machlokas. That is to say, do you only require a new bracha when he responded? Or even if he didn't respond, merely the fact that he hesitated, that he paused, interrupted his meal for the sake of Zimun. Nevertheless, he does not have to wait for Birkas HaMazon. She'eino tzarech l'shmoa Birkas HaMazon al masha ochal. Because he doesn't have to hear Birkas HaMazon on what he ate. So it's an interesting position, and certainly a very complicated position, which is saying that he doesn't have to bench on what he already ate. But in spite of that, he has to make a new bracha on what he's going to eat. U'gadolim mafarshim amru she'tzarech l'hafsik. And that's the Raivad. Says that he has to be mafzik until the entire bracha is concluded. Would seem, of course, that by kala bracha, it's a reference to the entire Birkas HaMazon. Which means that according to this position, what you're saying is that he's not just mafsik for Zimun. There's no idea like that. He's mafsik for Zimun and Birkas HaMazon, and that makes sense. So now we understand that when he returns to eat, he's got to make a new bracha. He ain't nearly Cain. But that doesn't make sense to me. The Cain ain't nearer, she hefsek, and it also, he's saying, I don't think he has to pause for the entire Birkas HaMazon. Moreover, I also don't believe that it's considered a hefsek. That stopping for Zimun is considered a hefsek. Acha shedaito lecho, since his intention is to eat. Vishal karcha hu mafsek. And he has no choice. He's forced. It's not a decision that he wants to stop. It's something which is forced upon him. Of course, we have to analyze why that should matter. Al karcha. It's not similar to the case where some people were eating and they went out to greet a chasan who was coming by. Because in that situation, it's a hafsik. Also, it's not similar to when you say, let's bench. When a person's eating together with people and the meal's pretty much over, and he says, okay guys, let's bench. Shebazuk farei sichu daitam legamri, because that's hesradas. That is an expression of the fact that they've decided not to eat anymore. Elo sheikar lahafsik at kidei birka zimun. Now he's giving his interpretation of what has to be done here. The essence is to interrupt your eating until birkas zimun. That's the question. How far is the Birkas HaZimun? Does it include the first bracha or not? According to Rashi, it's not completed when they say Baruch Shecham Shlov Uvutuvachayinu. But it continues and it incorporates Birkas HaZon as well. And that's the end of Zimun, according to Rashi. And others, no, it's just the Birkas HaZon is Birkas HaMazon. It's not part of Zimun. Zimun is the additional. Nevar Shecham Shlo, Baruch Shecham Shlo, Uvutuvachayinu. So that's what he's saying. And that's how most people understand Zimun. So according to that, he just has to interrupt, participate in the Zimun, but not in the Birkas HaMazon, and then he goes back. We're turning now to the Rashbats, Daf Reish Samach Tes, or page 124 in our booklets. Bottom, last line, second column. V'chasef Rashi, Zal, he quotes Rashi, Uli achar Zimun, Choser v'gomer, Su'daso. That after the Zimun, he returns to his meal. V'yachakach m'varach li'atzmo. And then he says, Birkas HaMazon li'atzmo. V'kach kasav b'hilchos gedolos. V'chein das rabbeinu hatzarfatim zal. So basically, that's a simple position. That is, he just interrupts for the Zimun. No problem if he participates. And he goes back to the meal without the requirement of a new bracha. Aval rabbeinu haigon zal kasav. Kishehashnayim yotzin. Ratza ha'echad lachzor. Veligmor es sudaso, that when the two leave, and the third wants to go back to his meal, maschil umavarach hamotzi, he has to make another bracha. V'nira midvarav, and it seems that what he's saying is, shekivan shehifsik, since he interrupted, kfar chalalav chiyuv bracha dilipsof. That therefore there was chal upon him the bracha dilubsof, birkat hamazon. V'hilkach chayiv levarech l'she'ovar. Therefore he has to make a bracha on what took place, that is, on what he ate. V'yimratza od lachzor v'ligmor esudaso, and if he wants to go back to his meal, tzarech levarech hamotzi lahaba. He has to make a motzi for what is to come. So essentially he's concluding his meal. So this is a completely different interpretation of what's taking place over here. It started out as an issue of merely interrupting to join together the Zimun, and that's it. Now you go back to your meal. Now, according to Haigon, that didn't make sense to him. That if you're going to have such a phenomenon, if you're going to interrupt, so then you have a chiyuv, it's chalav, the chiyuv of Birkas HaMazon. And therefore, it's a whole new situation. So they're all together now. They started together, they conclude together. Meal's over. Except you ended your meal in the middle of the meal. You want to go back and eat, it's a new meal. So the idea of going back to the meal is not truly going back to the meal, it's a new meal. V'yaf ha-raivad zal, kein kosav. And this was the position of the raivad. T'kivon shehifsik, that since he interrupted, yotza yidei bracha l'mafreya. He's yotze bracha l'mafreya. What took place? The tzarech litol yadav, he has to wash, fill of tzoa, and to make a new bracha. Emir to lechalod. The havalei kibnei chabur she'akru ragleihem lotzeis likras chasan. Because it then becomes like analogous to the case where some people from a group remove themselves from the spot of the meal to go out and greet a chasan and kala. She'tzrichen bracha l'mafreya. That they have to make Birkas HaMazon, Kshechozrin, Tzrichin Bracha Lechatchila, K'di'issa B'perek Arvei Psachim, as we find in Arvei Psachim. V'yod Nosan Tam L'davar, he gave more, further explanation, T'kivan Shehifsik Achiloso B'Birkas HaMazon, that since he interrupted his meal with Birkas HaMazon, Mecha Lubruchi B'Hadei Adadi Lo Efsha. That one can't eat and bless simultaneously. Vahavi hefsek. And thus, it's a hefsek. Kedis beper kisi hadam. V'eich yisakein sheyochal b'emtza habracha. And how does it make sense to say that he could eat in the middle of the bracha? Ki hazimun achas mehabrachos shel mazon. Because zimun is one of the brachos of Birkas HaMazon. V'eich yivarech bracha achas v'yochal v'achakach yashlim v'chosav. And how can he recite one bracha, eat, and then afterwards complete the brachas? V'cheinira l'Rashbazal. Just to confirm what we said at the beginning, that he's actually obligated to answer. He has a chiyuv to answer. Of course, if he doesn't answer, that doesn't mean that they can't include him. They can't have Zeman without him answering. But he himself is mechuyev to answer because he has a chiyuv Zeman. The Rush, Daf Lamed, page 16 in our booklets, cites the Raivad, who says, L'chor mashma diyim lo hoya posek lo hoya mezamen alav. At first glance, it appears that if he didn't interrupt his meal, they couldn't include him in the Zimun. Velohi, it's not the case. Elohei mezamen alav afagav the daito lechol. They are mezamen on him, even though he intends to eat. Avo shehu tzarech lahafsik. But he is obligated to interrupt. Kedei sheyetze imahen yedei zimun. Shekvar nischayevo. He's obligated to interrupt, even though they could do it without him, but that doesn't matter because he has a chiyuv zimun, and he won't fulfill the zimun unless he stops. There's one major machlokas over here between the position of Rashi on the one hand and the position of Rav Hai and the Raivad, which is a very significant difference in how do we interpret the idea that the echad is mafsik, or the consequences of that hafsaka. According to Rashi, it's simple. He's mafsik to participate in zimun, and thus the group has zimun, and he fulfills his personal chiv of zimun. Then he goes back to the meal. So there's no consequence in terms of an interruption in the meal, and he doesn't have to bench and what he ate, and he doesn't have to make a new bracha. The Raivad and Rabbeinu Haigon see it completely differently. They see this as being a major hafsaka. And on the basis of the plain reading of the Gemara, it would seem to be more in line with Rashi, but it's not conclusive one way or the other. But what happens over here is that there's no such thing as just pausing for Zimun. Because as soon as you pause for Zimun, that's essentially considered to be Heschadas, Hefsiksuda, whatever you want to say. And he's automatically Chayev and Birkas HaMazon. So it means to say he's Mafsik and he joins with them for the complete Birkas HaMazon. And then, of course, if he wants to eat, he has to make a new bracha. So, according to this view, he's not simply mafsik for Zeman. If that's what he wants to do, well, that's what he's obligated to do. Let's put it that way. He's obligated to do so. But there's no such thing. You can't have that. You can't just stop for Zeman. Once you're stopping for Zeman, you're stopping for Birkas HaMazon. That is the other position. It doesn't seem to be a machlokas as to what he has to respond for when he interrupts. It doesn't seem to be that. It seems to be two steps. That is to say, okay, in terms of the phenomenon of Zimun, so all that would be required would be that you stop for Zimun. Or they agree that, even the Raivad agrees, that if he didn't stop, they could mezamnolo. The phenomenon of Zimun does not in and of itself require his participation, as we've learned. Because he's part of the group, and the group will be mezamein and including him. He's included in the Zimun, as far as that's concerned. However, there's another factor. He has a chiyuv Zimun. So he must stop in order to fulfill his chiyuv Zimun. He doesn't have to stop in order to fulfill his chiyuv Birkas HaMazon. Only his chiyuv Zimun. Ah! But you can't just have that. You can't just stop. It doesn't stop over there. Because once you pause for something like Zeman, automatically that is mafsik de soda, thereby creating a chiyuv Birkas HaMazon. You see, theoretically, in terms of Zeman itself, there's no necessity that he stop for Birkas HaMazon. Theoretically now, it's from the standpoint of Zeman. It's enough It would be enough to just offer Zimun. Practically speaking, however, it can't work that way. Because you have another factor, and that is the rules that determine the Gemara Suda. The Gemara Suda and the Chiyuv of Birkas HaMazon. So once you make the comparison, you say that stopping for Zimun is akin to going out to greet the Chassid and the Kala. So that's saying that you can't just stop for Zimun. It's an impossibility. Once you stop for Zimun, you're ending the meal. And once you end the meal, you got to do Birkas HaMazon. So then you're going to have to be forced to stay with them for the entire benching. Not because you couldn't have Zimun without that. Yeah, the point is being made that according to the Raivad, this takes place only if he's mafsik. But if he doesn't want to be mafsik, thereby losing his zimun, he can't do zimun. But then, of course, he doesn't require any bracha, obviously. He's not mafsik. So then the group does zimun. That's the point that he made. That the group does zimun because it doesn't require participation, but the eved can do it without him participating. And he, of course, continues. Yeah, because he wasn't mafsik asuda. Well, all the Ravid is saying is that the basic chiyuv of Zimun in and of itself is a chiyuv to be mafsik yisuda. Because he regards the pause, the interruption for Zimun, as being a hafsik sudah.